employee involvement, and empowerment. Continuous improvement cannot succeed without the input and participation of the people closest to the processes that need to be improved. It is important that workers feel listened to and have a chance to contribute. Only after a sense of ownership is established on the ground floor will the benefits of continuous improvement and quality be experienced at an enterprise level. Employees who are engaged and involved in the process are more likely to support a change. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines employee involvement and empowerment. Employee involvement, EI, the concept of using the experience, creative energy, and intelligence of all employees by treating them with respect, keeping them informed, and including them and their ideas in decision-making processes appropriate to their areas of expertise. Employee involvement focuses on quality and productivity improvements. SIN, people involvement. Employee empowerment, the practice of giving non-managerial employees the responsibility and power to make decisions regarding their jobs or tasks. It is associated with the practice of transfer of managerial responsibility to the employee. Empowerment allows the employee to take on responsibility for tasks normally associated with staff specialists. Examples include allowing the employee to make scheduling, quality, process design, or purchasing decisions. C. Participative management. Executives set the tone and create a culture of ongoing change readiness. Managers provide training and ensure that new methods are implemented correctly and are sustained over time. Workers view their jobs as not only getting assigned tasks done, but also improving the tasks themselves or eliminating unnecessary steps. They may also have responsibilities to perform preventive maintenance, do setups, record data, and solve problems. The empowerment and responsible delegation mentality moves from I say and you do to what do you think. While this can be a motivating factor for employees, managers still need to carefully explain expectations so that employees know what results need to be achieved. After the manager determines how much responsibility a given individual will be able to handle and still thrive, they give that worker the right amount of power and responsibility over areas in which the worker has expertise. In some cases, process engineers or other technical people may still need to be involved. In other cases, changes will impact other functional areas or work centers, and managers will need to help coordinate with affected stakeholders. However, in general, managers take on the role of teachers and mentors. Small teams of workers remain accountable for achieving results, but do not need prior approval to plan and implement incremental improvements. Note that the amount of employee participation in quality planning may differ between initiatives depending on the scope of the initiative and how employees are impacted by the change. When decision-making is conducted at lower levels, decisions can be made more quickly and by the person who best understands the nature of the problem. This tends to reduce costs, because the remedy is put in place faster. When empowered employees work directly with customers, for example, they can also provide better and more responsive service, because the customer's problem is their problem. The worker can often provide an immediate solution, such as offering a replacement product. Empowered employees tend to be better workers because they take ownership over their work and gain a sense of meaning from the autonomy that independent decision-making provides. Empowerment can also reduce frustration, because employees can omit steps that add no value. Since other employees are likewise involved and empowered, any negative side effects of a change are noticed quickly, and further adjustments can be made. Managers have more time to add value in other ways, such as analyzing results or providing coaching. Employee empowerment and involvement are effective ways to stimulate higher productivity, creativity, and employee satisfaction. Empowering members of the team will likely increase their commitment to change efforts. Management, staff, and workers become motivated and free to think about and implement improvements. During difficult times, empowered and involved employees may focus on continuous improvement even more intensely because they believe they can help sustain the organization. Critical success factors for employee empowerment. Employee empowerment requires that workers receive clear direction in regard to expectations and understand related policy guidelines. To be successful, employees must receive feedback that tells them how they are performing in relation to goals. Workers must be both capable of controlling process performance and authorized to do so in relation to goals. Employee empowerment can be realized in practice if it is carefully structured. Critical success factors for employee empowerment include the following. Management shapes policy direction. Employees need clear direction on which to base their production and quality plans and operations. Management provides feedback. Workers need timely feedback on current performance. Workers have skills, varying attitudes, and capabilities. Through appropriate hiring processes, training and job rotations, job enlargement and enrichment, and other development activities, workers have the means of correcting processes to achieve intended results. Quality goal setting is collaborative. Goals imposed by management are not owned by workers and therefore are not as effective as goals established with workers. Management is supportive. Tolerating mistakes is allowed if lessons are learned in the process and workers exhibit a positive attitude toward quality. Workers are not blamed for defects caused by poor design or materials. The culture of the organization is important. Without changes in ways of working and workplace values, empowerment is not firmly rooted and sustainable. Some of these critical success factors might seem idealistic or hard to apply in some cultures. Empowerment may represent a culture change at the organization. The difficulty of culture change should not be underestimated. Change management and significant time will be needed, but with proper tools and processes, it may be possible to change the working environment of the organization into a disciplined, quality, and continuous improvement-based culture.